Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey. It is Friday. We made it through the week. God bless you. And may he always keep you in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I get started, I want to give out some shout-outs to Denise Guest, her mom, Pastor Parker, Carolyn Davis, Jacqueline, my daughter and my granddaughter, all the Payne children and the grandchildren. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today, my granddaughter, Taya Brown, and my husband, Wallace, they come off of quarantine today. God bless them. God has kept them and has kept me. Amen. Amen. So my thing is this. COVID has not gone nowhere. And I know you've been keeping up with the news about the mandate in Virginia. If the governor lifts the order up for not wearing masks, well, that choice is yours. I'm not going to argue with anybody about wearing masks or what. As long as COVID is here, I know what me and my household will do. We will continue to wear our masks and sanitize and seek 6 feet distancing. Okay, amen, amen. My word of encouragement today, gather, don't scatter. Coming from Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, and it reads from the NIV version. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Matthew 12, chapter 12, verse 30. Amen. Amen. Remember playing the game Red Rover when you were a kid? You would link arms with several of your friends, and then someone from the opposing team would race your way and try to break the chain of tightly linked arms. That's how you must look at your witness, standing alongside the greats of faith, Old and New Testament men and women who loved and served the Lord. So you have to make sure your testimony, the way you live, lines up with the word of God and with the testimony of those who walked before you. Jesus says you're either a gatherer or a scatterer. Your actions will either draw people to the Lord, gather, or send them running. That means to scatter them out. So, which is it? When you look back over the way you have been living, would you say, in all honesty, that you are gathering souls for the kingdom, just as God called you to do? Make the heart of the Lord happy by living a little that draws others to him. Lord, I don't always get it right, but sometimes my example is flawed. My actions are reactionary or based on whatever emotions I'm feeling in the moment. But I want to set a good example so that I can draw others to you. Help me help others, and them too, help them. I pray in Jesus' most holy name. Amen and amen. That is my word for today. Gather, don't scatter. Amen. And continue to stay in the word. Get with someone. Tell them how much you love the Lord and how they can love the Lord as well. God is fierce. He's awesome. He's a force in anyone's life. But you have to put the work in. No one can put the work in but you. Again, I am Sister Faye. God bless you. Stay safe, please. No matter what, if this bill passed here in Virginia, then the masks are coming off. Well, like I say, my family is going to continue to wear their masks and sanitize. Amen. Whatever your state has mandated, please, it's your choice. Make that choice. Because I want to live. And I want to live through COVID. Whether it's still here or not, I want to be alive. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and safe weekend. And if you're going to church, go to church, masked up, sanitized. Do what you got to do. Amen. And if you're going to do something in the house, you know, hey, it's your choice. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend again, and God bless you. And I have another word of encouragement on Monday. God bless you. Be safe. Because God love you. I love you. Amen. Amen.